One of the GOP's biggest targets was the UW system. Republicans trimmed UW advertising and travel budgets and pushed up tuition on out-of-state students and ones with large amounts of undergraduate credits. Republicans say it was irresponsible that the UW on Friday suspended new undergraduate admissions amid budget uncertainty. But Assembly Minority Leader Spencer Black, a Madison Democrat, says the Republican caucus is being vindictive.
And that can be devastating, not only to the students who want to go there, who will be denied admission, but also to our future economy, because the university is such a part of the engine that creates jobs in the state.
Black also criticizes the Assembly GOP for recommending large cuts in the state's stewardship fund, which buys and sets aside more parkland and natural areas. The stewardship fund could see a $200 million cut in bonding authority over the next 8 years, and less ability to take action in the next 18 months. Even with the state budget facing a huge potential shortfall, Black opposes the stewardship cut.
I think it's penny wise and pound foolish. First of all, because it's bonding, it has no impact on the current budget crisis. Secondly, if we are to keep Wisconsin the kind of state we treasure, with abundant outdoor recreational opportunities, scenic beauty, natural values, we have to protect this land.
Black says Assembly Democrats will offer their own budget plan this week. He says the Democrats will suggest cutting some political appointees, bringing about greater efficiency in government, and cutting some unnecessary subsidies. Black will need help from majority Democrats in the state Senate to change what the Republicans have in mind. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.